119, verse 1-8. Okay, you got it? So this guy, David, a lot of people in the Bible are very impressive. But particularly, I've always found David and Isaiah very impressive in their prophetic sight. I think over many years I've spent time teaching and preaching and ministering and bringing healing and freedom from the prophetic words of the prophet Isaiah. A man that lived about 800 years before Jesus. He was able to speak in precise detail, in giving an outline of the coming of the Messiah. And then David is even more impressive because this guy reaches out 2,000 years of prophetic insight and declare the day of the Lord. He was able to look 2,000 years in the future and see the day that you live in, yet you and I, living in the moment somebody saw 2,000 years ago, cannot see a thing. There is something profoundly wrong. Are you getting that? 2,000 years ago, he saw this day. And 2,000 years later, you can't see this day. Somebody explain it to me. What will be the difference between you, me, and him? And as I read this scripture, I begin to understand the prayer and the heart of David. He says, "Open my eyes that I may see." What does it say? Open my eyes that I may see. It is Isaiah that said, "These people have got eyes, but they do not see. They have got hearts, but they do not perceive." So it is actually possible for somebody to have eyes and not be able to see. You are looking but not seeing. Was David a blind man? He was not blind. He could see. But yet he's saying, "Open my eyes that I may see." So he's painting a picture that I'm becoming to understand and embrace, that each one of us have got four eyes. With two, we see in the natural. With the other two, we are meant to see in the spirit. And being natural humans, that's wrong. It's not correct. That's how we've been raised to think. We are supernatural spirit beings, which means your primary sight is your spiritual eyes. somebody understanding this? Your primary sight is your spiritual eyes. Your physical eyes are secondary. So that means if there's looking to be done, if there's seeing to be done, first you're supposed to see with your spirit eyes before you could see with your natural eyes. And this is why the Bible says whatever is bound here on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever is loosed in heaven is loosed here on earth. So primarily what you are supposed to be having most active, our seeing eyes are supposed to be our spirit eyes. So with his natural eyes, he can see. But with his spirit eyes, he cannot see. So he prays, open my eyes that I may see the wonderful things of your law. Okay? That sounds scary. You would say, okay, we are not under the law, so we don't need to see anything in there. The Passion Translation says, open my eyes to see the miracle wonders hidden in your word. Hey, open my eyes so that I may see the miracle wonders in your word. So there is things that God is doing in the spirit, and there is things that are done and achieved and accomplished by his word, in his words, hidden in his word. Until your spirit eyes are open, you won't be able to see. Okay, this is really, really, really important, because there's something incredible I want you to get. If you miss this part, then the next part is not going to make any sense to you whatsoever. Making sense there? So, what does that mean when he says open, unveil? Remember those people? We with unveiled faces. That means there is a place when we look at what God is doing through a veil. So unveil. Strip, remove the covering. Open my eyes that I may see. The wonders is attributed to the inner working and outworking of the word of God. Because remember, the Bible says God watches over his word to do what? To perform it. So unless your spirit eyes are open, you won't be able to see what his word is performing. You won't be able to see what his word is accomplishing. You won't be able to see what his word is doing. Are you following on that? And this is what's been my prayer. What's been my prayer? God, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to do what? To see. Because if I can see what his word is doing, it'll be easy for me to have a heart of gratitude. Most of the thing that I hear people say, I've been praying for 20 years, I've not seen any fruit. What's the point of discouragement? Lack of seeing. It's not the lack of result. Because the Bible says, before you open your mouth to pray, your Father in heaven already knows what you want and has already done it for you. So which means the results are unquestionable. What is questionable is our ability to see the fruit and the production of what he's doing. Now, here is something you got to understand. That in his word are miracles. In his word are wonders. In his word are breakthroughs, are healing. Because like I said earlier, he watches over his word to perform it. Now, I'm trying to show you something remarkable. We've been taught and we know that without faith, it's impossible to do what? To please God. That means you need faith to please God. David had the ability to live way past his time. Eh? This is a guy that had incredible foresight, who 2,000 earlier said, the Lord said to my Lord. He saw the Messiah sitting on the right hand of God 2,000 years later, earlier. What did he say? The Lord said to my Lord, he saw that day. See, seeing that far requires something more than faith. Hey? Why do we struggle? We struggle with our what? Faith. What if God has called you to walk in something greater than faith? Again, this is where I'm saying, stay with me. You might miss it here. Okay? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. Eh? It's a conviction of what? David is working in things what? No. He's saying it. You're getting it? Faith is a conviction of, is a substance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. So in faith, we have complete confidence and believing in things we have not seen. In this level, he's not having a confidence in things he's not seen. His confidence is in things he has seen. If your spiritual eyes are closed, you need faith to believe. Did I just confuse somebody? When your spirit eyes are open, you don't need faith to believe, because if you can't see it, it's faith. If you can see it, it's revelation. So this guy was moving in revelatory truth of the Spirit 2,000 years before the Spirit was poured out. And 2,000 years later, you and I are blind, are still walking by faith. Hey? Let's put it this way. Faith is the entry level. It's a gateway. That's where you come in. Are you understanding? What is faith? Entry level. So you can enter. Once you enter, you see. Over the last many months, we've been having a lot of healing and a lot of deliverance. And we say, Victor, what happened? Have you developed more faith? No, my faith has been the same as it was ever was. The only difference is I'm able to see a little with the spirit eyes. So if I can see God healing you, I don't have to believe for you to be healed because I can see it. Does that make sense to somebody? If I can't see God healing you, then I have to believe. I have to press in. I have to contain. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. So in the natural, we gotta be able to believe. But if we can see, we're not walking by faith anymore. We are walking by revelation. Am I making sense to anybody? So faith is the gateway, is the entry point. And that's a place, and that's what's been my prayer. God, open my eyes. I want to see. Remember Jesus. He says the Father, the Son can do nothing on his own. But whatever he sees the Father do, that's what he's doing. So it was not a faith thing that Jesus was healing. It was a revelation thing that he was healing because he could already see it happening. He could already see the Father doing it. Making sense to anybody? And this is what David is saying, open my eyes, that I may see the miracles hidden in your word. Because the miracles hidden in the word are something that can be seen in our spirit eyes. They are spiritual. Greater breakthrough begins when we can see. See, the trouble we have is we know we have problems, but we don't understand why we've got the problem. Hey? We know we've got a what? A problem, but we don't understand why we've got a problem. But if you could see your problem, then you would have also seen the solution to your problem. Does that make sense to anybody? And then if you could see the solution to your problem, you become like Jesus. He, for the joy fixed before him, endured pain through even to the cross. Why? He could see not only the problem, but he could see the end of the problem, and he could see the reward that lies at the end of the problem. Are we understanding? Well, as you and I don't even know why we have a problem, so we can't see what lies ahead of the problem, so we can't see the solution, and we can't see the end, hence we go in depression. Are we understanding that? So the man says, open my eyes. So what I've been doing is mostly trying to exercise my spiritual eyes. I come to church looking for what he is doing. And the cool thing about looking for what he is doing, if he's already doing it, I just have to cooperate with him. And then miracles, deliverances, healings naturally flow. Because I don't have to work it out, because he's already working out. So it comes down to a place where when somebody says, I've got this issue, try to put my spirit eyes on. Lord, show me what it is. If he can show me what it is, I can show you the solution. Making sense? So some people prayed, Lord, increase our faith. Now you understand why that prayer never worked. Because how much faith do you need to move a mountain? So that means none of you need any more faith than you do. What you need is to be able to see. See what God is doing. Because when we see what he's doing, we'll be grateful. We'll have hearts full of thanksgiving and gratitude. We'll complain less. We'll whine little. Making sense to you there? And this, I'll just quickly read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Even if our gospel message is veiled, okay, that means even if our gospel message is covered, it is only veiled to those who are perishing. For their minds have been blinded by the God of this age, leaving them in an belief. Why are the people in unbelief? Because they can't see. Why do we struggle with our faith? Because we can't see. What is the number one tactic of the enemy to counter your walk with God, making you blind? If he can blind you to the obvious truth, if he can blind you to what God is doing, then he's taken the edge out of your victory. Here's another little thing that I found very interesting. It is Psalm 119, the same chapter, just going a few verses way up. 105, verse 105. You should know that scripture from Sunday school. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I'm thinking is, my feet do not really need a lamp. Does this guy look with his feet? Anybody ever thought about that? Why does he need a lamp for his feet? What, his eyes are in the feet? You see, he is bringing the same point he was making about Lord opening his eyes. And he's helping me understand. He breaks it in a few chunks, pieces that are easy for me to think through and understand. Anybody wants to understand that too? Okay, so the word, okay, is a what? A lamp. And before he told you that his word contains what? wondrous miracles. Many times we leave this place after the meeting at night and we'll be going home after locking up. You guys, you leave when the lights are on. We leave when we've turned on off all the lights. And I find when we're walking home, you turn on a little torch. And the torch has got, on the phone, has got a little thing that is more like a lamp. Anybody of you, maybe the older ones have used the lamp before? If I say to Benjamin, a lamp, he's like, what's that? Never seen one before. You see, the characteristics of a lamp, when you light it up, it only shines light around you. So all you can see with your lamp is right where you are. Okay? How far, how much can you see with your lamp? Just round where you are. So the lamp provides enough light for you to see only where you're putting your next foot and your next step and your next step. The lamp does not allow you to see further off, only allows you to see where your next step is going. Right? That is Hebrews 11. Walking by faith. And in the faith realm, what is availed to you is only your immediate situation. And that's why most of us says, man, what if God could reveal to me the next 20 years? But he's just revealed to you the next, if you're lucky, week. You understand what I'm saying? So the lamp provides light only for your immediate surrounding. So you can see where you're putting your next foot to your next foot. This speaks of guidance. Your word guides me. Your word leads me. Your word counsels me. Your word instructs me. It is instruction from step to step, step by step, step by step. And it is in that realm where the word leads, where the word instructs, where the word counsels, where the word shows just where we are and brings understanding to where we are, that we need to believe God and hope that what we do not see is gonna be okay. If this lamp is showing me it's okay to put my foot here, it gives me confidence and faith that it will be okay to put my foot in the next place and in the next place. And gradually, he leads us and he shows us. Does that make sense to anybody? But it is also light to my path. The word he uses there, light, is illumination. Illuminates, brings understanding, revelation. Somebody get it? Your light is revelation to my path so I can see the future. Hey? So now, if he can see the future because his path is illuminated by revelation, he can confidently walk into the future without unbelief, in knowing that God has already worked it out, and whatever God said and promised is already a done deal. Am I speaking to somebody? Otherwise, I'll just go home and continue speaking to myself. Are you understanding that? So, your word is a lamp. to my feet, which gives me counsel and wisdom in where I should put my next step. Though I cannot see what is further out there, I've got full confidence that the one that is guiding me has got my best interest at hand. But it is also light. It is illumination. It is revelation to my path. So I can look into the future confidently. So that means whatever happens now, whatever is done to me, whatever spoken against me, whatever storms come my way, whatever battles come attacking me, no matter how many enemies wage war against me, I will not be shaken. Not because I've got faith, but because I've seen the future. Why won't I be shaken? Because I've got eyes that see. I've seen the wonders of his word. I've seen the wonders, the miracles of his faithfulness. Make sense to somebody? I talked about Gehazi, the servant to Elisha. When the soldiers surrounded them, he was so petrified that they were all going to be killed. He prayed one prayer. Lord, open his eyes that he may see that those that are for us are more than those that are against us. Why do you need your eyes to open? So you can see that those that are fighting for you are more than those that are fighting against you. That those that are for you are more than those that are against you. Those that want to see you fail are far less compared to those that want to see you succeed. Why do we need our eyes open? So we may see that the one in us is greater than the one that is out there. The only problem is our natural eyes can't see that. And because we've been trained and raised to look with our natural eyes, this is why we live our lives full of fear. Because we're afraid of the... Afraid of what? The un? So that means for people that have got their spiritual eyes open, there is nothing as the unknown. Why? I can prove it. The Bible says the Lord does not do anything without first revealing it to his servants, the prophet. So that means in your life, there should never be the unknown. The unknown is darkness. And the devil is the one who dwells in darkness. In Christ Jesus, we are in the light, and everything in him is illuminated, has got a light that shines on your path. Making sense to anybody? So what should be your prayer? So asking God to open your eyes so you can see is a good start. But the next thing is you got to develop a habit of practicing looking with your spiritual seeing eyes. What did I say you got to start doing? You see, for you to become very good at seeing with your natural, physical, carnal eyes, you have had 40, 50, 60, 70 years of practicing. How many years have you had of practicing and looking with your natural eyes? Yeah, she has a 20. Some of you have a 30. And some of you are older. It is never too late to learn to begin to see and to look with your spirit eyes. And I know God definitely wants to do this. And this is the prayer that Moses had when he says, I wish that all God's people were prophets. Why? They could all see for themselves what God is doing. If you could all see for yourself what God is doing, nobody would be getting offended because they didn't get a prophetic word. And nobody would ever need a prophetic word because they saw it for themselves. What do you need confirmation for if you've already seen? Are you doubting your sight? He wishes that all God's people were who? Why? Then they would have eyes that see. Enough talking. Proverbs 20:27 says, the Spirit of God breathed into man is like a living lamp, a shining light, searching in the innermost chamber of our being. And that's why I said, the word bring a lamp brings what? Understanding. Brings what? Guidance. Brings what? Counsel. Because it's like a lamp where in the innermost part of your being, which knows where you are, where you feel, and can connect with where God is and what God is doing to bring revelation, to bring understanding, to bring counsel, and to bring guidance. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, like we started, you can stand and you're going to pray for the person next to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to open their eyes that they may begin to see. Pray for somebody. Lay hands on their eyes. Lay hands on their eyes. Father, I just ask for eyes that see. Open the eyes of your people that they may see, that we may see. Open my eyes that I may see. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.